This is Stray FM. Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm joined in the studio by Carol from Harrogate Family Law. It must follow then that it is much better to buy a house in joint names if you're not planning to marry your partner.
Well, it can be if you're both putting in the same amount of money and you want to share it equally. However, many people don't contribute equally and don't think about what might happen in the future. To be honest, it's not surprising because the last thing anyone wants to think about when they're buying their first home together is that they might split up or one of them might die. It is, however, something that any couple should give careful thought to.
So what do they need to be thinking about if they're going to buy a house with joint names?
Well, there are two options about how you can own a house as a couple, and I'm going to use legal jargon again, I'm afraid. You can own a house as joint tenants or as tenants in common. And most couples buy a property as joint tenants. So this means that their shares in the property are presumed to be equal. And if one of them was to die, then the other will retain ownership of the property. But when a couple buy a property as tenants in common, they can define their shares. So it can be 50-50, or it could be that one's entitled to 100% of it and the other nothing, or anywhere in between. And with tenants in common, if one dies, their share of the property becomes part of their estate. So the owner of their share after their death will be determined by their will or by the laws of intestacy if no will has been made. A cohabitee is not the next of kin and therefore may inherit nothing on death under the laws of intestacy. And that is why it's extremely important for cohabitees to make a will.
Do people tend to transfer ownership of the home into joint names when a partner moves in?
Some do, after they've lived together for a while. And again, they need to consider what the new partner is putting into the property and what they each expect to happen in the future. Sometimes people can transfer ownership without realising what they are doing. Using John and Jane again as an example, say Jane owned a house before she met John. John moves in and they decide they want to get a better mortgage deal. And to do so, they need to take into account John's income, so the new mortgage has to be applied for together. If the mortgage is in joint names, the house needs to be in joint names. If Jane does not fully understand the difference between tenants in common and joint tenants, and the property is transferred into joint names as joint tenants, then if, for example, 6 months later, John and Jane split up and John wants the house sold and claims half of the proceeds, under the current law, he's entitled to ask for this.
OK, so in the final part, we're going to discuss the situation where children are involved and what couples can do to put themselves in a more secure financial position. That's coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.